Nun Hei Ahmed Aleph. We're by the first wide line, the eighth line. So we started talking about yesterday the three things that if you do for a long time, it's good. So the first one we talked about yesterday was tefillah, which we had to explain that if a person anticipates their tefillah being answered, then it's not a good thing. But if you just daven for a long time, then it's okay if you don't anticipate anything being answered. If you're the chazan, maybe not too long. If you're davening on your own. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so the Gemara says, first wide line, v'hamarech al shulchano, we said that if a person spends a long time at their table eating their meal, that's a good thing. The Gemara says, dilma ase anya v'yahivle, because maybe a poor person will come and you'll be able to provide them with food. D'chsev, it says in Sefer Yecheskel, ha-mizbeach eitz shalosh shamos gavo. At the end of Yecheskel, the psukim describe the structure of the third base HaMikdash, so it says that the wooden mizbeach will be 3 amos tall. U'chsev, and then it says, v'yidaber elai zeh ha-shulchan asher lifnei Hashem. Then all of a sudden, the psukim change gears to talk about the shulchan. So the Gemara says, "Pasach b'mizbeach v'siim b'shulchan." The psukim start with talking about the mizbeach and end by talking about the shulchan. So what's the significance of that? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, the Amri Travayu calls man shebeis hamikdash kayam mizbeach mechaper al Yisrael. When we have the beis hamikdash, so the mizbeach affects kapara for us. Va'achshav shulchanu shel adam mechaper alav. Now, in place of the mizbeach, our table affects kapara. V'hamarich b'veis hakisei ma'al yusud. So then the third thing we said was a person who spends a long time on the bathroom. Is it really true that that's a positive thing? V'hasanya as the following 10 things will lead to hemorrhoids. Ha'ochel alei kanim, person who eats leaves from reeds I think the official word is called a bulrush, and that's the name of the plant. Va'alei gefanim, or leaves from a grapevine. Veluvei gefanim, which are like the shoots from the grapevine. Umorige vehema, which is like the tongue and the palate of an animal. Veshidro sheldag, or the spine of a fish. Vedag maliach she'enu mevushal called sarko, or salted fish that's not fully cooked. Vahashosa shim. If you drink the dregs of wine, if you wipe yourself using lime or clay or plaster, if you wipe yourself using a stone that someone else used, that's the key one. That's the one that raises the stira. If a person suspends himself, in other words, if he pushes too hard in the bathroom, so then it's going to lead to hemorrhoids. So don't you see that spending too much time in the bathroom is not a good thing? So Mar says, Lokasha, ha demarach v'soli, ha demarach v'lotali. In other words, if you push too hard, then it's a bad thing. But if you just spend a long time in the bathroom without pushing too hard, then it's okay. Kihada amrale ahimachu nisa le Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Lai. This certain non-Jewish woman said to Rabbi Yehuda, "Panecha domim lemegadli chazirim lemalvei beribis. Your face looks like it has the shine of people who engage in raising pigs and who led with interest. In other words, your face looks like it's glowing because it seems like you get a lot of money without doing a lot of work. So he says, "No, amrale himnusa." In other words, in truth, lididi travayu asiran. For us, for Jews, it's usher to raise pigs. That's a Gemara Mishnah and Nevodah Zarah. There's a Takana Derabanan that you're not allowed to raise pigs, and obviously lending with interest is obviously an Isra Doraisa. So he says, Ella Estrim Biarba Bisakise Ikamiush Bezailav in Midrasha. There are 24 bathrooms between my house and the base medrash. The Chiazilna Badikna Navshay Bechulu. And when I go to the base medrash, I stop at each one and I check myself to make sure I'm clean, and that's why he says my face was shining. Okay. V'amar Rav Yehuda. This parak only gets more strange as we go, so just a fair warning. V'amar Rav Yehuda. Shlosha Dvarim Mekatrim Yamav Ushnosav Shaladim. The following three things shorten a person's life. Misha Nosten Lo Sefer Torah Likros Ve'eno Kor. If you're given a Torah to read from and you don't read from it. Kos Shal Bracha Levarech Ve'eno Mevarech. If you're offered a Kos Shal Bracha to bench on and you refuse to do so. V'hamanhig Atzmo Berabanas. Or a person who acts with a certain sense of authority. So that also is not a good thing. So the Gemara explains. Sefer Torah Likros Ve'eno Kor. Because Torah gives you long life. It says in Parshas Lech Lecha, right? Those who bless will be blessed. That was the bracha that Hashem gave to Avram. So if you don't take up the opportunity to make a bracha on the Kol Shel Bracha and bless others, it's not going to end well for you. Why was Yosef the first of the Shvatim to die? He acted with an air of authority over his other brothers, and therefore he was the first one to die. The Umar, yeah.
I thought it was because he didn't reprimand his brothers when they said, our father, your servant.
Okay, I mean, well, that could play into it also. That could be the same idea, because if you were more humble, maybe he would have said that. Maybe he would have used that.
Well, it's the same thing.
I think it's the same idea. If you're acting with too much of an air of arrogance or authority or whatever it is, so then you're not going to speak in a certain fashion. That's exactly the point. Okay. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Shlosha Tzrichim Rachamim, the following three things need, mercy from Hashem in order for them to turn out well. Melech Tov, Shana Tova, Vachalom Tov. If you want to have a good king, a good year, and a good dream, you have to daven for those things. So the Gemara explains. Melech Tov Dichsev, Palge Mayim Lev Melech Biad Hashem. Right? It's a pasuk from Mishlei, where it says that just like the water flows, so too Hashem decides who will be the king. Shana Tova Dichsev is a pasuk from Parshat Ekev. Tamid Einei Hashem Elokecha Ba Merishis Hashem. That Hashem is looking over Eretz Yisrael for the entire year. So you see that a year needs tila. And then Chalom Tov, this is from Yeshayahu, V'sacha Limeini V'hachayin. So literally that pasuk means that Hashem should revive us and give us health, but the word V'sacha Limeini is related to the word Chalom. So when you daven, so if you want a good dream, you have to daven for it. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosha Dvarim Machriz Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo. The following three things Hashem proclaims, Hashem announces himself. V'eluhin Rav, a famine, V'sova, when there's plenty. Uparnas Tov, and a good leader. So the Gemara explains, Ra'av Dichsev, Ki Kara Hashem La'ra'av. Hashem, right, the pasuk in Melachim says, Hashem proclaimed the famine. Sova Dichsev, Karasi El Hadagan Veher Beisioso. Right, the pasuk says in Yecheskel that Hashem proclaimed that there was going to be grain everywhere. And Parnas Tov Dichsev, Vayomer Hashem El Moshe, Re'e Karasi Veshem Betzalel. This is from Parshas Kisisa coming up in a few weeks, right? It says that Hashem proclaimed and said, Betzalel is going to be the one to build the Mishkan. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ein Mamidin Parnas Al Atzibur, Ela Imke Nimlachim B'Tzibur. Shenemar, Re'u Kara Hashem B'Shem B'Tzalel. You're not allowed to appoint a leader over the Tzibur unless you consult with the Tzibur. In other words, he has to be basically democratically elected. You can't just decide who's going to become the leader without consulting first. Because Hashem says to Moshe, look, I'm going to appoint B'Tzalel. So Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Moshe, Hagun Alecha B'Tzalel, are you okay with my decision of appointing B'Tzalel to be the one to build the Mishkan? So Amar Lo, so Moshe says, Ribono Shel Olam, Lefanecha Hagun, Lefanecha Kosh. If you're okay with it, so of course I'm okay with it. So I'm like, no, afal pichin leichem mor lahem. He says, nonetheless, I want you to go ask Klal Yisrael. So halach va'amar lahem liyisrael. So he asks Klal Yisrael, and he asks them, hagun aleichem betzal. Are you okay with betzal being the one to build the mishkan? Amar lo again, im lefnei hakadosh baruch hu ulefanecha hu hagun lefaneinu koshkin. If you and Hashem are okay with it, then obviously we're okay with it. But you see that Moshe had to go and ask Bnei Yisrael first to make sure that they were okay with that decision. Amar Rav Shulam Bar Nachmini, Amar Rav Yonasan, Betzalel al shem chachmaso nikra. Betzalel, his name, the name Betzalel, as we'll see in a second, was reflective of his chachma. B'shar Sharmelo Hakadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe leich emorlo leBetzalel asali mishkan aron vechilim. So Hashem tells Moshe to tell Betzalel to go build for him the mishkan, the aron, the camera, as you know, in these parashas that we're in now. So halach Moshe v'hafach. So Moshe reversed what Hashem said when he was reporting it to Betzalel. V'amarlo, and he said to him, asa aron vechilim u'mishkan. He told him to first make the aron and all the kelim, and only then to build the mishkan. So Amar lo Moshe Rabbeinu, minhagu shalolam adam bona bayis va'acharkach machnes lesocho kelim. Va'ata omer asali aron v'chelim. Aron v'chelim u'mishkan kelim shani osa lehicha nachnisem. He says usually people build a house and then they bring the furniture. And how am I going to build all the kelim and leave them outside and then build the mishkan? Right. So he says, no, Hashem akachamer lecha hakadosh baruch hu. Maybe this is what Hashem really said to you. Asa mishkan aron v'chelim. Maybe he said the opposite. First build the mishkan and then build the kelim to store in the mishkan. So Amar Lo, so Moshe said, Ah, Shema Betzel Kel Ha'Yisav Yadata. Maybe you Betzalel. The name Betzalel means Betzel Kel. You were in the shadow of Hashem, and you were able to know exactly what Hashem said to me. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Yodeya Haya Betzalel Letzarif Osios Shenivru Bahen Shemayim Baaretz. Betzalel knew the different permutations and formulations of the letters of the Aleph Beis that were used to create the world. Ksiv Hacha, it says Vaymaleo So Ruach Elokim Bechachma Uvisvuna Uvedas. In Parshas Kisisa, the Torah describes that Betzalel had this intuition. He knew exactly how to build the Mishkan. Uchziv Hasam, it says in Tehillim, Hashem b'chachma yasad aretz, konein shamayim b'suna, uchziv v'daito tohomos nivku, that Hashem created the world using chachma and tvuna and das and all these words that are used in the context of Betzalel. What exactly does that mean, that he knew how to create the world? So Rashi says that it means that he knew how to take the formulations from what's called Sefer Yetzirah. Sefer Yetzirah is assumed to be one of the oldest books of Kabbalah that we have. Some say that it was written by Avraham Avinu. It's not exactly clear if we know that for a fact, but the purpose of Sefer Yetzirah is that it takes the different letters of the Aleph Beis and it essentially shows how things were created. The word Yetzirah means creation, so it shows how things were created. So Betzalel was in tune with that chachma of Sefer Yetzirah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, in a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows in chachma ela lemisha yesh bo chachma. Almost paradoxically, Hashem only gives chachma to those who already have chachma. Shenemar, it says in Sefer Daniel, yahav chachma salachakim unu manda aliyade vina. Right, so it says the pasuk says Hashem gives wisdom to those who are already intelligent. So the Gemara says, Shama Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava, va'amri kamei de Rabbi Avo, Amar le atun mehas. Chasa Mas Nisulan, you learn this idea that Hashem only gives Chachma to those who already have it from that pasuk in Daniel. Anami Hacha Mas Nisulan, we have it from a different pasuk from Parshas Kisisa. Dichsev Uvalev Kol Chacham Lev Nasati Chachma. Hashem says, I gave wisdom to those who already describe as a Chacham Lev, to those who already called intelligent enough to build the Mishkan.
So what happens to everyone else?
Good question. Again, the real question is, how do you get Chachma in the first place? Meaning, like, if you need Chachma to get Chachma, where did the Chachma come from? I don't know. I don't exactly know what this Gemara means. I don't know. What? Maybe you're born with it. Possibly. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay. Amar Rav Chisda, Kol Chalom Velo Tava. So now all of a sudden, the Gemara is about to transition into the topic of dreams, which is going to take us for basically the next three or four daf. Essentially, we're not going to, I mean, it's going to be mostly over the weekend, these dafim, then by the time we get back, we're going to be done with the dreams. But the Gemara says, it's good to have a dream, but not in the context of fasting. Now, there could be two ways of interpreting that. It could either mean that it's good to have a dream, but not a dream in which you're fasting in your dream, or it's better to not have a dream while you're actually fasting, because then it could potentially lead to a bad dream. The Amar Rav Chisda, Chelmo de lo mifshar ki igarta de lo mikaria. A dream which is left uninterpreted is like a letter which wasn't read. In other words, if you don't interpret the dream, and the Gemara later on is going to talk a lot about this, so then basically the dream has no implication if you don't interpret it. V'amar Rav Chisda, lo chelma tava mikayin kulei, v'lo chelma bisha mikayin kulei. Neither a good dream nor a bad dream are fully fulfilled. V'amar Rav Chisda, chelma bisha adif mechelma tava. A bad dream is better than a good dream. Why? So we'll see in a second in the Gemara, because the assumption is that if you have a bad dream, you're going to do tshuva. If you have a good dream, you're going to kind of rest on your laurels and just assume everything's going to be fine. V'amar Rav Chisda, chelma bisha atzivuse mistaye, chelma tava chedve mistaye. If you have a bad dream, so the depression that you have as a result of your bad dream is enough to cancel the bad dream. That counts as if the bad dream was fulfilled, the fact that you became upset because of the dream. In contrast, the joy that you have from having a good dream is also enough to cancel the good dream. So in other words, whatever feelings you have after a dream will generally cancel the implications of the dream.
Whoever has a good dream.
I don't know. So that there's a story about this in later in this paragraph. We're not going to get to it today, but it's later. Yeah. I think it's either Daf Nun Vav or Nun Zayin. It's going to be one of the coming days Daf, and there's a whole story about a guy named Bar Hedya who was a dream interpreter, but he basically said if you paid him, he would give you a good interpretation. If you didn't, he wouldn't. There's a whole story of the Gemara later on about Rava and Abaye where one paid him and one didn't, and there was a whole list of terrible things that happened to one and good things that happened to the other because of that reason. Yeah, so the Gemara goes into a lot of detail about this later on. We'll see. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Yosef, Chelma Tava Afilu Lididi Bedichuse Mefakhle. Rav Yosef, again, remember, Rav Yosef was blind, and he also became very ill at the end of his life. He lost a lot of his memory later on. He says, even for me, who, you know, I have a very difficult life, a good dream, the joy that I feel after a good dream, despite all of my difficulties, is still going to be enough to undo the good dream. In other words, the point is, if you feel any sort of joy after a good dream, like we said, it's going to cancel the implications of the dream. V'amar Rav Chisda, Chelma Bisha Kasha Minagda, a bad dream is worse than lashes. Shenamar, it says in Koheles, V'ha Elokim Asa Sheyira Umi Lifanaf. Hashem does certain things to make us fear Him. The Gemara later in the parak is going to quote this pasuk again in the context of why Hashem brings thunder and lightning. We'll see that later. V'amar Rabba Bar Barchanam, Rabbi Yochanan Zechalomra. That pasuk in Koheles is a reference to a bad dream. Hashem gives us bad dreams so that this way we come to fear Him and we do tshuva. Okay. So now the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Sefer. I think it's from Sefer Zechariah, I believe. The pasuk says, no, I'm sorry, from Sefer Yirmiyahu. Yeah, it says Hanavi Asher Ito Chalom Yisaper Chalom Vasher Davri Ito Yedab. So basically, the Navi who interprets the dream. So the pasuk says, "What is the straw with the chaff, like the stuff on the outside of the grain?" What does chaff and straw and grain have to do with a dream? Just as by definition, when you have grain, there's also going to be the chaff. So this is a famous idea that's quoted from Rashi in Chumash. Rashi in Parshas Vayeshev, which Gemara is going to allude to in just in a second, quotes this idea by Yosef's dreams, where there were parts of the dreams that ended up being false, because every single dream, by definition, has to have parts of it that are false. How do we know that? Amar Rabbi Brechia, he says, Chalom afal pisha mikatzasa miskayim, kulo eno miskayim. In other words, In other words, every aspect of a dream will never be fulfilled by definition. Remember, this is right, Rashi and Chumash quotes this Gemara. He also quotes a different interpretation. Right, this Gemara says that he sees in his dream everyone bowing down to him, including right the sun and the moon representing his father and mother, even though his mother Rachel was already dead. So Rashi quotes another shot. Maybe it was referring to Bilhah, the woman who actually raised him. But the simple shot is that it's referring to his mother because you can't have a dream without Dvarim B'Teil. Amar Rabbi Levi Liolam Yitzap. A person should anticipate a good dream being fulfilled for 22 years. Menalan miYosef. Dichsev, Eila told us Yaakov Yosef ben Sheva Esrei Shana. Yosef was 17 years old when he was sold to Mitzrayim. Uchsev Yosef ben Shloshim Shana ba'amdo lifnei Paro. He was 30 when he eventually got out of prison and stood in front of Paro. So Minshav Sareya Tlas and Kamahave Tlas Sarei. That was 13 years from the time he was 17 until he was 30. Veshev the Sav of Atar to the Chafna Hachafes. Plus the 7 years of plenty and the 2 years of famine. That totals 22 years. So you see that eventually his dreams were fulfilled because his brothers came down and they bowed down to him. Those dreams were ultimately fulfilled 22 years later. Amar Rav Huna, La'adam tov in marin lo chalom tov, ula'adam ra in marin lo chalom ra. Good people don't see good dreams, and bad people don't see bad dreams. Tanya nami hachi, kol shnosav shel David lo ra'a chalom tov, kol shnosav shel achitofel lo ra'a chalom ra. David, who was a good person, never had a good dream. Achitofel, who was a bad person, never had a bad dream. I ask the Gemara of Hachsiv, it says, Lo si'une ilecha ra'a, right, in Tehillim, it says that no evil will befall you. V'amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Yirmiyah Baraba, that means, Shelo yav hilucha lo chalomos ra'im, lo hirhu rim ra'im, right, it means that you're never going to be overtaken with bad dreams, so that's going to be the main part of the question. But then, parenthetically, the Gemara says, it also continues and says, in that pasuk in Tehillim, the nega lo yikrab yaholacha, you're not going to be afflicted with any sort of affliction in your tent. What does that mean? Shelo timtza ish. When you come back from traveling, you're never going to find that your wife is a suffik nida, where in that case you can't have relations with her because you don't know what her status is. Again, that point is just tangential in the Gemara. The main point is that you see from here that a good person is not supposed to have bad dreams, because we said that bad dreams are not supposed to overtake you. The Gemara says you're right. You personally, if you're a good person, you will never see a good dream about yourself, but others can have good dreams about you. So the Gemara says, okay, v'chilo chazeihu mal yusuhu. So, okay, if you, But if you don't see a good dream about yourself, how does that help you? The Ha'amar Rab Zeira called Halan Shiva Yamin Belochalom Nikrara Shenemar the Saveya Yolin Bal Yivkara Al Tikri Saveya El Hashem. This was actually a Gemara we had earlier back in the first paragraph. And the Gemara said that if a person goes 7 days without having a dream, he's called an evil person. The Gemara says Ela Hachika Amar the Chaza Velo Yada Mai Chaza. In other words, a person had a dream, but he didn't understand what the dream meant. So such a person is still going to be a good person. But the Gemara says that if you have a dream about yourself that's positive, but you don't understand what the dream means, then you're still called a good person. Amar Rav Huna Barami, Amar Rav Pidas, Amar Rav Yochanan, Haroa Chalom V'Navsho Aguma, Yelich V'Yifterenu B'Fnei Shlosha. If you have a dream and your heart is aguma, it's like, you know, it's depressed, it's upset because the dream seems to be, you know, something which is scaring you, so then you should go and interpret the dream in front of three people. Asks the Gemara, Yifterenu, you're going to interpret the dream, V'Hamar Rav Chista, Chalmudulu Mivshar Ki Gartulun Kari. We said back in Aman Aleph that an uninterpreted dream is like a letter that was never read, so you're better off not interpreting it if you think the dream has negative implications. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela'ima yitivenu bifnei shlosha. You should make the dream better. This would be referred to as hatavas chalom, the process of, as we'll see in a second, gathering three people and saying a whole bunch of psukim, doing this whole ritual to essentially ask Hashem to better the implication of the dream. So the Gemara says, what do? Leisei tlasi, you take three people, v'leimalu, and they should say, chelma tavah chaza, you saw a good dream. V'leimru lehanach, tavahu v'tavah leheve, Rachman Ali Shavi Latav, right? So in other words, the dream was good, it should be good, Hashem should make the dream good, and then Sheva Zimnin Ligzru Allah bin Shemaya de Lehave Tava via Heve Tava, and then Hashem decrees 7 times from heaven that, you know, the dream is good and it should be good. Vilem Rusholosh Afuchos, Visholosh Peduyos, Visholosh Shalomos. They have to say 3 sets of 3 psukim. 3 of the psukim are hafuchos, are about overturning the implication of the dream. 3 of them are about peduyos, about salvation, and 3 are about peace. So what are these psukim? Shalosh hafuchos, hafachta mispedi lemacholi pitachta sakiva te'azareni simcha. You ask Hashem to overturn your hesped to machol, your eulogy to joy. Then it says oz tismach besula b'machol uvachurim uskenim yachdav v'hafachti evlam l'sasso. And again, you ask Hashem to overturn depression to joy. And then finally, v'lo ava Hashem elokecha lishmoa el bilam v'yahafuch. Right? We quote this pasuk also in the Yitein Lecha. Right? It says that Hashem Hashem should overturn, in other words, the interpretations of what Bilam tried to curse us with. Then Shalosh Piduyos, Techsev, Padav Shalom Nafshi Mikerav Li, right? Hashem should redeem us. And then it says, Ufduye Hashem Yeshuvan, right? Those who were captives should be released. And then Vayomer Ha'amel Shol Hayonasan Yomus Asher Asa HaYeshua, right? In other words, that pasuk is talking about, they asked Shol, are we going to kill Yehonasan? Because what happened was Shol made some kind of a decree or a neder that if anyone were to eat on a certain day, that they would be killed. But Yehonasan, his son, didn't hear about the neder, so they ended up having to undo the neder. So again, that was the third pasuk about redemption. And then finally, Shalosh Shlomos Tichsev Borei Nivs Fasayim Shalom Shalom La Rachok V'La Karov Amar Hashem Ur Fasiv, that Hashem should heal those who are, Hashem should bring peace to those who are close and far. Then it says Veruach Lavisha Esam Asai, that's from Divrei Hayamim, that there was a spirit that cloaked Amasai. Amasai was one of the generals of David's army. And then Va'amartim Kolachai V'Ata Shalom Uveis Chasham. Right, all these psukim, by the way, or not all of them, but almost all these psukim, we happen to quote in Ve'itein Lecha Motzei Shabbos. Almost all these psukim are quoted there. Okay, the Gemara says Amemar Umar Zutra V'Ravashi Havu Yasei B'Hadei Adar. They were sitting together, and Amri, they said Kolchad V'Chadminan Lema Milsa Delo Shmiel Lechari. Everyone should say something that the others have not heard before. So Pasa Chadminai V'Amar. One of them got up and said, Hai Man D'Chaz Echelma V'Lo Yada Maychaz. If a person has a dream and doesn't know what the dream means, Leikum Kame Kahani Be'Inu D'Far Seyadai. You should stand up during Birkas Kohanim, the Lema Hachin say the following: Ribono Shalom, Ani Shalcha V'Chalom Osai Shalcha. I am yours, and my dreams are yours. Chalom Chalamti V'Ini Yodea Mahu. Right, again, this is printed in all the Machzorim. Right, exactly. Yeah. So he says, Bein Shalchalamti Ani Liatzmi V'Ein Shalchamu Lichaver. Again, there are slight variations to the way that we say it, but it's the same basic idea. Bein Shalchalamti Alachirim. Whether I dreamed about others or others dreamed about me, Im Tovim Him, if they're good. So then Chazkeim Ba'Amtsim Kachalomosov Shal Yosef. Then you should strengthen them like the dreams of Yosef. Im Srichem Refuah, if they need healing. Refaim Kamei Marai De Moshe Rabbeinu Chamirim. Right? So again, like all those negative things that you healed, right? So again, just as you overturn Bilam's curses to brachos, you should overturn my dreams to be positive. And you should conclude as the tzibur is answering amen to the bracha of the kohanim. If you don't have time to say all of that, so then you could say like the abridged version, which is adir b'marom shochin b'gvura atosha. Basically asking Hashem that there should be peace. So that was the first statement from the first Amora. Pasach Yidach Amora, then the second Amora gets up and says, Hai man da ayin l'masa. If a person's entering a city, v'dachil me'ein abisha, he's nervous because of an ayin hara in the city, linkot zakfa diyada diyamina biyada dismali, v'zakfa diyada dismali biyada diyamina, he should take his right thumb in his left hand, his left thumb in his right hand, v'lei mahachi, and say the following, Ana ploni bar ploni mizar di Yosef katsina, I, the son of so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, am a descendant of Yosef. We saw this way back in the Chaf, right? That if you're a descendant of Yosef, you're not affected by the Ayin Hara. Shenemar, it says in Parshas Vayechi, Bein Poras Yosef, Bein Poras Alei Ayin, Al Tikrei Alei Ayin, Ela Olei Ayin, right? The Pasuk says that Yosef is someone who supersedes the Ayin Hara. He overcomes the Ayin Hara. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Mehacha, also from Vayechi, V'yid Gula Rov B'Kerav Aretz, right from the end of Amalah. Ma Dogim Shebayam, Maya Mechasim Aleim, V'in Ayin Ra Shalotis Bohem, Avzaro Shal Yosef, In Ayin Ra Shalotis Bohem. Just as the water covers the fish, and the fish are not affected by Ayin Hara, so too the descendants of Yosef are not affected by Ayin Hara. The Yidachil Me'ein Abisha Delay, if you're scared about your own Ayin Hara, so then the Gemara says, Lechse Atarfa Denechir Dismalei, you should look down at your left nostril. In other words, you shouldn't look at other people. In other words, if you're scared that you're going to cause an Ayin Hara to someone else, kind of just look at your own nose. In other words, don't look at other people. That was the second statement. Pasach Yidach Amar, then third Amora gets up and says, Hai man d'chalish, if a person becomes ill, yoma kama lo ligli. You shouldn't tell people about it on the first day. Why? He says, because ki hechi de lo lisra mazali, because if you do, it's going to cause your fortune to take a turn for the worse. However, mikan ve'ilach ligli, but after the first day you could tell people. So the Gemara explains, ki ha de Rava, ki have a chalish on when Rava became ill, so yoma kama lo ligli. The first day he didn't tell anyone, but mikan ve'ilach, Amar ligli shama, told his attendant, his servant, poke achriz, go and announce, Rava Chalash, that Rava became ill. Man derachim li liboy alei rachame. So those who like me will daven for me to get better. Uman desonili, those who hate me, so lichtili, they're going to be happy that I'm ill. Uchsiv, it says in Mishlei, bin fol o yivcha al tismachu v'chashlo ayagel libecha, pen yireh Hashem berabe inove, yishim me'alav apo. The pasuk of Mishlei says, don't rejoice at the downfall of your enemies, because if you do, Hashem's going to restore them to their full strength. So Rava said, okay, so if they're happy that I'm sick, so Hashem, as a result of their happiness, Hashem is going to restore me to full health anyway. Shmuel, ki avachazei chalma b'yishu. When Shmuel had a bad dream, Omer, he would say, v'chalomos ha'shov yidabiru, right? The pasuk from Zechariah, that dreams are false. Dreams don't mean anything. But however, the Gemara says, ki avachazei chalma tov. When he had a good dream, Omer, he would say, v'chia chalomos ha'shov yidabiru. Are dreams false? No, v'chse b'chaloma daberbo. It says in Parshas Bahaloscha regarding the connection between, the contrast between the nevuah of Moshe and the nevuah of everyone else, right? Hashem spoke to Moshe panim al panim, but everyone else, every other Navi, he only spoke to in a dream. So you see, dreams are good. So which one is it? So the Gemara says, Rava Rami, Rava poses the contradiction. Ksev it says, Vachaloma daberbo, uchsev vachaloma sashavi daber. Those two psukim sound contradictory. Either dreams are real or they're not. Gemara says, Lokasha, kana ide malach, kana ide shev. It depends who's the one providing the dream. If it's a malach, then it's a real dream. Coming from a demon, so then it's assumed that the dream is being, superimposed or something like that. Amar of Bizna Barzav, the Amar Rabbi Akiva, Amar of Panda, Amar of Nachum, Amar of Birayim, Yishum Zakin Achad, Umanu Rav Bana'a, Esrim Va'arba, Postre Chalomos Hayu Birushalayim. There are 24 dream interpreters in Yerushalayim. Pamachas Chalamti Chalom. One time I had a dream. V'halachti Eitzlokum, and I went to all 24 of them. Umashe Pasar Lizel, O Pasar Lizel. They each gave me different interpretations. V'chulam Niskayim Ubi, and every interpretation was fulfilled. L'kayim Mashenemar, to fulfill that which it says. Kola Chalomos Holchem Acharapeh. Dreams follow the interpretation. So asks the Gemara, Atu kol ha-chalomos holchem acharapeh krahu? That's not a pasuk. There's no pasuk in Tanakh that says dreams follow the interpretation. So why is the Gemara quoting this as if it's a pasuk? Gemara says, in. I mean, those words don't appear, but the concept appears. Uchid Rabbi Elazar. Damar Rabbi Elazar, minayin shekol ha-chalomos holchem acharapeh? How do you know the dreams follow the interpretation? This is famous from Parshas Vayish, Parshas Niketz. Shenemar vayhi kasher pasar lanu kein hayah. Right? This is what the Sarah Mashkim tells Paro. Just as Yosef interpreted it, that's what happened. Right? The dream was fulfilled. Amar Rava, for who the mishar le me'in chelme, shenemar ish kachalomo pasar. The interpretation has to somewhat resemble the dream. If it's totally out of left field, if it has nothing to do with the dream at all, then obviously it's not going to be a valid interpretation.
So
then, I would not recommend it. I mean, for a few reasons. First of all, because the whole idea of a psychic is, again, a dream interpreter, I think, is different because the assumption is these people were people on the stature of Yosef. Like, if you find someone who's on the stature of Yosef, a tzaddik, then fine. I don't think any, tarot card psychic are going to be anywhere. They're not even Jewish.
You can bring the dreams here and tell to this group, and we will.
No.
It's better not to interpret. Okay. Then the pasuk says, Vayar Sarha Ofim. So the Sarha Ofim realized that Yosef gave the correct interpretation. To the Sarah Mashkim's dream. So Menoya, how did he know that it was the right interpretation? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Malame Shekol Echad V'Echad Heruhu Chaloma Ufishon Chaloma Shulchaver. Right, Rashi and Chumash quotes this Gemara. Right, that everyone, that the Sarah Mashkim had his dream plus the interpretation of Sarah Ofim and vice versa. So he, in other words, he knew what the correct interpretation was, and when Yosef said it, he realized that he knew how to interpret dreams. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hishkim Benafalo Pasuk Lesoch Piv Harezo Nevuah Ketan. If you wake up in the middle of the night or in the morning and a pasuk just rolls out of your mouth, so the Gemara says that's like a mini nevuah. In other words, whatever. Again, the Gemara later on is going to go into a lot more detail about this. But basically, any pasuk you say is going to have some sort of implication. Three types of dreams are fulfilled. Chalom shel shachris, a dream of the morning. So if you're like daydreaming, vachalom shechalom lo chavero, if a dream that your friend interprets, that's going to be fulfilled. And vachalom sheniftar besoch chalom, if a dream is interpreted within a dream, that's going to be fulfilled. V'yeshomrim av chalom shenishne, if a dream is repeated, shenamar v'al hishanos chalom. Right, when Yosef tells Paro why his dreams were repeated, he says because the implication of the dream is imminent, so therefore that's a sign that it's going to be fulfilled. A person only dreams about those things that he thinks about during the day. Shenemar, it says in Sefer Daniel, Ant Malka Rayonecha Mishkava Sliku, and Daniel was trying to cause Nebuchadnezzar to remember the dreams that he had forgotten. He said to him that those things that you think about during the day, that's what you're going to dream about at night. Also, for that, it's from the next pasuk in Daniel. That you know the thoughts of your heart. He says, I'll prove it to you. No one ever dreams about golden date trees and elephants going into the eyes of a needle because they're not possible. So things that you don't think about during the day, you're not going to dream about at night. You're only going to dream about things that are actually realistic that you would think about during the day. Okay.
Yeah.